She flung disdainful glances on the shabby figure standing at the fire with others there, who warmed them by its flare.
Nor indeed, my skipping maiden, I know nothing of the trial here, or criminal, if so he be. I chanced to come this way, and the fire shone out into the dawn, and morning airs are cold now. I too was drawn in part by charms I see before me play that I see not every day.
Aha, then laughed the constables, who also stood to warm themselves, the while another maiden scrutinized his features hard, as the blaze threw into contrast every line and knot that wrinkled them, exclaiming, "Why, last night when he was brought in by the guard, you were with him in the yard."
"Nay, nay, you teasing wench," I say, "you know you speak mistakenly. Cannot a tired pedestrian who has legged it long and far here on his way from northern parts, engrossed in humble marketings, come in and rest a while, although judicial doings are afoot by morning star?" "Oh, come, come," laughed the constables. "Why, man, you speak the dialect he uses in his answers. You can hear him up the stairs. So own it, we shan't hurt ye. There he's speaking now. His syllables are those you sound yourself when you were talking unawares, as this pretty girl declares."
"And you shudder when his chain clinks," she rejoined. "Oh, yes, I noticed it, and you wince too when those cuffs they gave him echoed to us here. They'll soon be coming down, and you may then have to defend yourself unless you hold your tongue or go away and keep you clear when he's let the judgment near."
"No. I'll be damned in hell if I know anything about the man. No single thing about him more than everybody knows. Must not I even warm my hands, but I am charged with blasphemies?" His face convulses as the morning cock that moment crows, and he droops and turns and goes. Sing, ballad singer, raise a hearty tune. Make me forget that there was ever a one I walked with in the meek light of the moon when the day's work was done. Rhyme, ballad rhymer, start a country song. Make me forget that she whom I loved well swore she would love me dearly, love me long, then what I cannot tell. Sing, ballad singer, from your little book. Make me forget those heartbreaks, achings, fears. Make me forget her name, her sweet, sweet look. Make me forget her tears. These market dames, mid-aged, with lips thin drawn and tissue sere, are they the ones we loved in years agone and courted here? Are these the muslined, pink young things to whom we vowed and swore in nooks on summer Sundays by the Froom or Budmouth shore? Do they remember those gay tunes we trod clasped on the green? I trod till moonlight set on the beaten sod a satin sheen. They must forget, forget. They cannot know what once they were, or memory would transfigure them and show them always fair. Blacken frowns east on maiden and westward to the sea. But on neither is his frown laden with scorn as his frown on me. At dawn my heart grew heavy, I could not sip the wine. I left the jocund bevy and that young man o' mine. The roadside elms pass by me. Why do I sink with shame when the birds are perched there eye me? They too have done the same. Nobody took any notice of her as she stood on the causey curb, all eager to sell her honey and apples and bunches of garden herb. And if she had offered to give her wares and herself with them too that day, I doubt if a soul would have cared to take a bargain so choice away. But chancing to trace her sunburnt grace that morning as I passed nigh, I went and I said, "Poor maidy dear, and will none of the people buy?" And so it began, and soon we knew what the end of it all must be. And I found that though no others had bid,